there was a lot of talk about the removal of R&H Hall, and you know, there are arguments to say that it should have stayed, and that it was a heritage building, and there were lots of heritage buildings. There were lots of silo buildings or concrete silo buildings that have been refurbished around the world, and there's a fantastic one in Cape Town, I think, or somewhere in South Africa, where they just cored a big circular piece out of the middle of that's the bunch of silos, and they're still there as part of the part of this hotel building, and it's absolutely fascinating building, but you know, it was, I don't know how it became viable, but it's not a viable thing to do with a the building the size that we had, and in the condition that we had, in the city, and so that came down, and that was a big change, a big shift. And then there's the Audlands building there at the minute, and of course everybody's wants to make sure that that stays, because it's a fascinating building, and yeah, we'll be in the city council working to see how we can best make that work. And then we go down a little bit further, and the most impactful building that I see down there is the ESB plant, the power station. And obviously there are pressures coming from several different sides to what we should do there. Purely from an architectural and urban form perspective, it would be absolutely marvellous for that to be kept.